This guy, I did see, he had a 3-centimeter tear in his hammy. He had a tear last year in his stomach. And yep, absolutely. And the doctors are not going to tell you, they're going to tell you the truth. And so he, you know, I think there was a lot of speculation of whether it was true or not. And it's hard to believe that someone can do what they do with those types of injuries. But I, you know, he's remarkable.
Craig Tiley, the Tennis Australia boss, Australian Open organiser, telling us that Novak played the Australian Open with a 3-centimeter tear in his hamstring. It does sound hard to believe, Craig. Exactly right. I'll pick you up on those words. It does sound very hard to believe that you can win a Grand Slam tournament requiring the physical strength and power like Novak plays with a 3-centimeter tear in your hamstring. I want to find out whether or not this is legit. I want to go to the experts who know this stuff, and who better to speak to about these type of issues than the great Dr. Peter Bruckner, who joins us on the line. Hello, Pete.
Morning, Half.
Great to have you with us. Now, 3-centimeter tear, Pete, I've had some tears in some hamstrings along the journey, and I know there's different types of tears and depth is important, all that sort of stuff, but it seems unusual to be able to win a Grand Slam event with a 3-centimeter tear. Can it happen?
Yeah, look, it probably can. There are different types of hamstring tears. So without going into great detail, I mean, your standard one is the tear in the middle of the hamstring, you know, you sort of stop as if you're shot, you know. That's a 3 to 4 week sort of hamstring. It's where the muscle joins the tendon in the middle of the muscle. Then there's the really nasty ones that involve the tendon, you know, that sometimes need surgery and have like 8 weeks off and something like that. But there is a third type that's a tear on the sort of periphery of the muscle. We call it like a myofascial tear, and that's, you know, we'd sort of consider that maybe a 10 to 14 day sort of injury. And I presume that's the sort of type of injury that Djokovic had. And by my calculation, there was exactly 10 days from the time he did it till his first game in the Aussie Open on the Tuesday.
Right.
And then he he's a sort of guy who does everything right. You know, what he eats, what he drinks, his rehab, everything. You know, he would have done absolutely everything to get himself right. And he admits himself, he sort of, didn't really sort of go 100% for those first couple of games, at least until he got to the Medvedev game. And so, you know, and it would have improved over time. And so by the second week, you know, it probably would have been pretty much healed. So, look, it is feasible. It's right on the edge, that's for sure. So he would have been touch and go all along.
Mark Stevens, our tennis guru, has jumped in the studio. Stephen?
Yeah, Doc, good to talk to you, Peter. I had a bit of a study last night. Now, apparently it's the semimembranosus. Is that right? That was the so there's three different...
That doesn't sound like a word.
Yeah, I think that... So he taped that one up. And often in AFL, it's the bicep muscle in the hamstring that goes. Is that correct?
Oh, you're baffling me with science there, Steve. that is right. It's the semimembranosus, we call it. But, the biceps is probably a more severe injury. It's a more important sort of component of the three hamstring muscles and so on. So it sort of goes with this issue of you know, it was a sort of peripheral tear rather than a sort of central tear, and that's why he was able to get away with it. If it had a biceps tear in the middle of the biceps there, there's no way he would have played.
Yeah, I'm told, Peter, that most of them are bicep tears in the AFL. So when you look at this, Djokovic can get through taped up. So it's his grand final week, and it's St. Patrick Cripps. If he puts tape on, can he play?
Only if he's got one of those sort of, peripheral sort of tears. If he's got a biceps tear, no, he can't.
Well, I mean, I did in Super Rules a couple of years ago. Pete just taped it up, just kept playing. So the courage and the...
Well, you know, you and Novak are very similar. Finally tuned athletes up.
Hey, what's it like? I mean, you've worked with Novak before. What's it like? He's an intense customer when he's playing for the coach, the coach's box.
It's a funny thing. I would have liked to have worked with Novak, but I think it was back in 2008, maybe. I got a phone call the night before the Aussie Open from Novak's manager. And he said, look, you know, I've been given your name by someone overseas, and, you know, we had some medical issues. We'd really like you to come on board as part of, you know, Team Djokovic for the next 2 weeks and you know, spend the 2 weeks with us and be in the box and all that sort of stuff. And it was a Sunday night. I literally just arrived down the beach, the first family holiday for about 3 years. And I've been away a lot the previous year. I think it was the Socceroos and then so on. And I thought, oh, you know, look, I can't not, you know, I can't opt out of the family holiday on day one.
Oh, no.
I sort of tossed it up, you know, sort of divorce, Djokovic, divorce Djokovic. Anyway, I made the wrong decision, and I knocked him back. And I said, look, I can't do it. And the manager was shocked. Like, he said, what do you mean you can't do it? I said, look, I'm really sorry, but you've got to understand, you know, and so on. Anyway, I didn't do it in the end. And sure enough, he'd never made past the quarterfinals before. That year, he wins it. So I could have been sitting up there in the box, you know, taking all the credit, undeserved, of course, all the credit for him winning, and probably got a job for life and been on Easy Street for 15 years. And instead, I'd finish up working with you in radio. So, I didn't make too many bad decisions in my career, but that was certainly one of them.
Where was the holiday?
Down at Lawn.
Gee, you can go to Lawn any time. Divorce and Lawn could have been worth the trip there. It could have been worthwhile.
Seems wise now, doesn't it? Yeah, well, you know. Would have been wise after the event, but anyway, don't worry.
Is it unusual, Peter? You've been around a long time. Craig Tiley announcing the injury. It's a bit like Gil McLaughlin announcing that Darcy Moore's got a 3-centimetre tear. It is unusual.
Yeah, look, I think Novak gets such a bad sort of press, you know, and I think if he'd said it himself, you know, no one would have believed him, sort of thing. So I think maybe it was for that reason, for more credibility than anything else. But yeah, he gets a bit of a rough time, old Novak.
Yeah, I agree with that, just by the way. But it's great to have the expert tell us that those things can happen for players of that ilk, athletes of that ilk, Pete. Nice to chat, mate. Take care of yourself. We'll do it again soon.
Good art. See you.